You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This market wrap is brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
Well, we do begin with what did move your markets in today's session. And Gary Boyson, portfolio manager at Rand Swiss, is joining the show with a markets menu. He is doubling as a private market chef. And we do have a fine dining course experience ahead in store for you. A private market chef, Gary, welcome.
Yeah, that's quite an introduction.
Well, let's start off with the slowing Chinese growth. It is an acquired taste and not to everyone's appetite, especially the markets in the Rand.
No, absolutely. So if you look at our market, we actually started pretty strong today. By lunchtime, the auto index was just managing capping off the gains, and part of it was driven by a regions index that was up about 0.5%. As we went into the second half of the session, we just saw that collapse. But, we finished with the resource index down over 1%. We had the Austria index down about 0.3%. And I think that kind of fear is just that Chinese GDP number, as you said, feeding into the market. Everyone is expecting around 5.2% GDP growth. We only got 4.9% out of China. And part of this is the ongoing energy crisis that we're seeing, not just in China, but across the world, that we know that it has had impact on specifically the Chinese manufacturing hubs. And of course, the idea that we are getting a property slump in China, as the Evergrande story unfolds. And we find out exactly just how difficult that specific situation is going to be.
As I said, an acquired taste, because the Chinese situation has resulted in a few of the resource stocks taking the plunge in today's session, while others have gained. So I just want to understand if this does present an opportunity to buy into some of these dips, Gary?
Well, it's a good question. It's very difficult to answer, because when you really look at commodity stocks, they are inevitably very cyclical, and you face huge forecasting risk, because you're trying to essentially peg whether the commodity is going to go up or down. So, today's session we had Anglo down over 3%, that's Anglo American, not Anglo Gold. We had Exxaro down over 2%, we had Anglo American Platinum down over 2% as well, Kumba Iron Ore down just under 2%. But, when you see that, you're inevitably making a forecast on the underlying commodities that they supply. So, in Exxaro's case, what's going to happen with coal? We know in the Chinese context that, yes, they are moving towards a more green future, but at the same time, the Chinese authorities have come out and said that they must secure energy stocks at all costs ahead of winter. So you do expect some support for the commodity. You look at something like Kumba Iron Ore, obviously that's going to feed directly into that languishing Chinese property market. Iron ore, while it is obviously a long journey from our ports to China, and Kumba does have a high quality lump, if general iron ore prices in Singapore are falling, obviously the price of Kumba's output, at least Kumba's product, falls as well, and that should be reflected in the share price. So, is it a buying opportunity? Isn't we've seen a significant correction in many of these commodity stock share prices. So my sense is that with slightly high inflation, with an economy that's opening up, this probably is an opportunity to get in. But again, commodity forecasting is very, very difficult. And I remember when Kumba was looking incredibly cheap at 200, and it's still a time to go back to 50 before the rally we've seen now. So anyone that is investing in commodity stocks, just be aware, you are probably in for a fairly volatile run.
Yeah, like the kind of rally that we are seeing in the oil market, with the Brent crude price approaching levels it hasn't been at since 2017. So this is a dish that you have to pair with a Chardonnay to cool down the heat. Just talk to us about oil and where it's headed.
Yeah, so if you want to look at the oil market, absolutely. At the moment, you've got an energy crisis across Europe, across China. And what's happening as coal and natural gas prices go up, people are looking for substitutes. So moving towards diesel, fuel oil, essentially to create power. That is just increasing the demand. At the same time, you've got this post-COVID rally going on. You see it easing in many lockdown restrictions. And we're also going into the winter season in the Northern Hemisphere. So that's on the demand side, it looks pretty robust. But on the supply side, we've still got OPEC Plus keeping those caps closed. And as we look at U.S. rig count, which is just I suppose another gauge of how much oil is going to come on stream come from non-OPEC plus sources, we are seeing them increase, but far more slowly than you know in the past. And it just leads, I think most people can see this as a fairly constrained supply coming into the market, and that's just resulting in higher, as you see, higher oil prices. So, you know, bad for consumers, bad for all of us at the petrol pumps, bad for inflation, but great if you're invested in oil market at the moment.
Right. And so we're not done. The last course, we're talking about Thungela's performance, which you're sprinkling with a bit of Transnet's balsamic reduction that has kind of changed the flavor of what its export sales could look like. Just talk to us about how worried you are regarding Thungela.
Thungela is a very difficult one as well because, Thungela essentially was spun out of Anglo-American as their dirty coal asset. And, I remember just post-listing that the stock dropped to, it's about 22 rand a share. At that stage, we looked at a fair value of Thungela and said this thing must be worth at least around 33 rand a share. Since then, obviously, with this energy crisis unfolding and it's obviously having a large export market, the share price has gone absolutely berserk, all the way up to, over 100 rand a share at one point. We've seen this correction now down to 80 rand a share. And if you look at what's going on, yes, it does look like they are going to have, a little bit of trouble actually getting their coal to the ports, thanks to obviously issues with Transnet. And that's just allowed them to reduce some of their production guidance as their stockpiles essentially reach capacity and they won't be able to produce more until they manage to ship it to their customers. Now, that's not good for the company, but at the same time, we have big sell-side research houses that are continually upgrading their forecasts on the company. And that's, I think, fueling the excitement around the stock price, certainly for retail investors. So, at 81 rand a share, it looks maybe a little bit rich for my blood. not to say it won't go a little bit further.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for the fine dining experience and for entertaining my humor. You really uplifted the markets. I think that your dish, however, was lacking a bit of sweetness. There was no dessert on the menu, but nonetheless, maybe we can make up for that another time. That's Gary Boyson, the portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. And we'll actually be speaking with Thungela Resources more closely about the troubles that they are experiencing with Transnet at in about 10 minutes' time at 18:24. So do stay tuned for that conversation.
This market wrap was brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
When Imperial approached us about enabling their South African operations to become a gateway to the continent, we knew they needed a partner with on-the-ground insight, a partner that would help them become a company that connects trade flows into and out of Africa as it supports the development of the continent and her people. By connecting Imperial with AfroPulse and Willerton Group, Standard Bank helped facilitate a broad-based black economic empowerment deal that resulted in them achieving 51% black ownership and 30% black women ownership. A deal that's aligned to Imperial's purpose of connecting Africa and the world as it improves lives with access to quality products and services. A deal that'll enable active economic participation and empower Africa's people. If you're ready to put yourself on the map, visit us at standardbank.com/CIB. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.